But life still goes on. I can't get used to living without, living without, living without you by my side. I don't want to live alone. Hey, God knows, got to make it on my own. So baby, can't you see, I've got to break free. I've got to break free.
curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Childhood memories where you discover the magic of nature, like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. There's something just magical about the outdoors. There was this, I love the campus here at Tufts, but there's not enough green space. Like, there's a lot of green, but there's no wooded area all that close. I mean, there's the Fells, but that's a bit of a trip. And there's just nothing, like, close enough for me to just, like, you know, I have a spare hour, let's go sit in the forest. Like, no. That would be so nice. When I was in New Zealand, I went to New Zealand last spring semester, had an amazing time, and there was a botanical garden right on campus, and it was just lovely. I would ride my bike through there every day, and there was this one bench that I still miss it, and it was right at, like, the bank of a little stream, and there were ducks, and plants with leaves the size of cars. It was just totally unreal. And I would just sit there and close my eyes and just absorb everything around me, or at least try my best to. And yeah, it was really nice, and I gotta say, I absolutely miss it. But I'll be back one day. Right now we're listening to Weather Report with the song Black Market. And up before that we had Seals and Crofts with Summer Breeze. And before that, Take On Me by Aha. And I hope that you guys hit the high note too. I know I did. At least I tried. And before that was Queen with I Want to Break Free. And coming up next, we've got nice, like, mellow songs from the 60s again. And then we might get into some more modern stuff. I don't know. I gotta figure that out. But, yeah. Happy Thursday night, everyone. And, hope you're all doing well. Just, yeah, call in. Let me know about your favorite experiences, childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature. I'd actually love to hear that. But yeah, peace.
gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow.
Dream of me. Stars fade. Sunday morning. Ride
was a lovely little set. We had, who'd we have? We had the Turtles, the Kinks, the Velvet Underground, the Monkees, the Mamas and the Papas, Simon and Garfunkel. What a list. It's all, I mean, looking back, it was two from 66, three from 77, and one from 1968. And then this is 1967. This is the Golden Gate Strings, but this just doesn't seem to be my day. What a, I just like, yeah, throwback, way back, just enjoying the, ooh, I'm gonna add that one up. One sec. Yep, I just keep finding more, I was gonna like transition and like not play like mellow songs or like stuff from the 60s. I was gonna like move into the 80s, and I like tried to transition a while back with like Queen and Aha, but then I had Simon and Garfunkel, I Am a Rock, and the Mamas and the Papas in the playlist, and I was just like, you know, at this point I might as well just like, I had to remove a song by Kraftwerk from my playlist because I was just like, you know, it just won't fit the theme. It won't. Yeah. Anywho, this has been fun. Yeah. The next song is starting.
I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Flowers in her hair, flowers everywhere. Yeah.
see, I chanced upon a golf girl selling cups of tea. She asked me, did I want one? Asked me with a grin, for threepence you can buy one, full right to the brim. So of course I had to have one, in fact I ordered three, so I could watch the golf girl, could see she fancied me. And later on the golf course, after drinking tea, it started raining golf balls, she protected me. Her name was Pat.
pieces have been stripped, and my hands can't feel to grip, and my toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for to fade onto my own parade. Cast your dancing spell my way. I promise to go under it.
of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The story's in the past with nothing to recall. That's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Everyone, it's 9:54, and that means that my time with you tonight is almost up. That was a fun set, though. We had some more songs from the 60s. The Caravan song, Golf Girl, was from 1971, so not all the 60s, but, you know, mostly the 60s. Yeah, we had the The Rain, the Park, and Other Things. Then we had Golf Girl. Then we had Mr. Tambourine Man by the Byrds, Walk Away Renee by the Left Banke, and then Red Rubber Ball by the Circle. I was looking at recommended artists, read their bio, and figured, yeah, why not? Right now we're listening to Bo Hansson with Leaving the Shire, a Lord of the Rings inspired song, because I watched the director's cut of the all of the Lord of the Rings movies last weekend, that in a row. I almost said simultaneously. That would have been terrible. But the movies are so long that it's two DVDs per movie. So yeah, that was it was really fun, honestly. And so I did some research, and the Beatles almost made a Lord of the Rings movie in, what was it, what year is this? Do they give a year in this article? They don't, but, I mean, the Beatles, they were teenagers, in their early teens when Lord of the Rings came out. Originally, and they were big fans, and they were greatly influenced by Tolkien's work, and they wanted to make a psychedelic Lord of the Rings movie, because there was no Lord of the Rings movie yet, and they wanted Stanley Kubrick to be the director. And the cast was going to be, Paul McCartney was going to play Frodo, which, I mean, like, okay, yeah, no arguments there. Ringo Starr would play Sam, which I think is perfect. I think Ringo Starr is very much the Sam Gamgee of the Beatles. And George Harrison was going to portray Gandalf, which I think also makes, like, a great deal of sense. Like, I feel like there is something, something rather wizardly and otherworldly about George Harrison. And last but not least, John Lennon was going to play Gollum, which I also think is just incredibly perfect. So yeah, I'm upset that that movie never happened, but at the same time, if that movie had happened, we probably wouldn't have had the current Lord of the Rings trilogy of movies, which is maybe more sad than the fact that the Beatles never got to release their psychedelic version of Lord of the Rings. But I don't know, I still think that that would be really exciting. I was talking to one of my housemates and he was like, you know, I feel like that would be one of those movies where, like, it's good because it's bad. I was like, I don't know. I think it would just be a really, really good movie. Like, directed by Stanley Kubrick, psychedelic, original Beatles soundtrack. Actually, later on, they asked the Beatles what they thought of the Peter Jackson version of the Lord of the Rings movies that came out. And their response was that they were quite satisfied with the movie and that the only thing that was missing was original Beatles soundtrack. And I couldn't agree more. Like, the Lord of the Rings movies have an amazing soundtrack, but I would have loved some original Beatles songs thrown in there. It would have, I think that'd be perfect. Really would have added to the experience. I don't know if it would have, like, had the same dramaticness, but I don't know. I think that would have been really great. Well, it's 9:59, and DJ Tolstoy is here in the studio for the Small Cactus Hour. This is Mellow Max. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you guys next week.